Tom, Yoshelmi, corresponding to the Dharam Babli, Daf Samach. We begin Yoshelmi on Daf Chafhei Amad Beis, at the beginning of the Perek, the 8th Perek, Perek Koinam Yayin. Koinam Yayin, She'initoyim, Hayoim, Eile Osa El Achitachach. If one said, Koinam, I will not taste wine today, it's forbidden only until nightfall. Shabbazu, Osa B'chol HaShabbos, V'Shabbos, Ishisele She'ova. This Shabbos means this week. It's forbidden the entire week, and also Shabbos of the previous week, he vowed on Shabbos. Chodesh is there, Os B'chol HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Shalaba. This month is also, he's forbidden the entire month, and the coming Rosh Chodesh. Shana Zu Asa, Os B'chol HaShana, Rosh Hashana, La'as Lavi. This year is also, means he's forbidden the entire year, and the coming Rosh Hashana. Shavua there, Os B'chol HaShua, Rishviyas, Shalaba. This Shavua means the Shemitah cycle is Asa, then he's forbidden the entire Shavua and also Shemitah of the previous Shavua, because he vowed in Shemitah. Im Omar, Yom Echad, Shabbos, Achas, Chodesh, Achas, Shana, Achas, Shua, Echad, Asa, Meyoyim, Meyoyim. We said one day, or one Shabbos, or one month, or one year, or one Shavua, he's forbidden for that amount of time from day to day. Gemara says we can infer that he's forbidden only until dark, implies that after dark he's permitted. Gemara says, so let's not argue with the Biyochan. The Biyochan said that vows follow Lashem Le'adam. Leis uche de barnash mei melchavei barumsha le'tamis klum shisei yom din. Is it not the way of a person who did not eat from morning until now to say to his friend at night, I did not taste anything today? It shows that people, when they say today, it includes the following night. And he's saying, Leis oche de barnash meimer lechavei metzafa letamis klum rumshis meimer yemadinu. We can learn from also from the day and the day after night. Is it not the way of a person who did not eat last night to say to his friend in the morning, I did not taste anything last night? As we say today, Esu pliga yom ze meshavazu meshavazu miyom ze yom ze meayim. Does the following not argue and show that in Lashem Le'adam the night is part of the previous day? One says that he will do something a certain day. He says this day from this Shabbos means Shlishi of Shabbos and Midrash, for example, or this Shabbos means this week from this day. Or this day means the third day from today. He means from morning of the third day until the morning of the fourth. Madat dama hilchu b'nedarim acha lashon b'ne'adam. They bomb command dama hilchu b'nedarim acha lashon teira. Is our Mishnah like the opinion that nedarim follow lashon b'ne'adam? Are they here? Our Mishnah is like the opinion that nedarim follow lashon teira. Rabbi Yona Butsaya said that it's the way of a person to tell his friend, wait for me today, and he means until dark, meaning in Lashem B'nei Adam, the day is until dark. Our Mishnah can hold that Nadarim followed Lashem B'nei Adam. Shemantaninan, Ad Rosh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Rishon, Ad Seif Adar, Ad Seif Adar Rishon. The Mishnah says, if one said, Koinam wine, I will not taste it for a year, and the year became a leap year, he's forbidden it, and it's Ibul, means the extra month of Adar Sheni. Until the beginning of Adar, then he means, until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Until the end of Adar, means until the end of Adar Rishon. Adar Amma, Nisan Rosh Hashanah, then Adarim. And the Rishon teaches that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Nadarim. If it were Tishrei, obviously he's forbidden in Adar Sheni because he's forbidden until Tishrei. Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Nadarim, Flaitema, Yale, Shisei, Adar Sheni, Tachas El, Yehemuta, Ve'el, from Cain, Sarach Mema, Asa, Ba, Obibua. And the Gemara rejects that and says, no, we can say that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Nadarim. The Chiddushes that do not say that Adar Sheni is an extra month in place of El, and he's permitted an El. Therefore, it needs to say that it's forbidden in it and its Ibul. Amma yom echad Shabbosi Shabbos achas Chodesh achas Shana achas Shavua achas echad Asa miyom liyom If one said one day, one Shabbos, one month, one year, or one Shavua, he's forbidden for that amount of time, from day to day, from hour to hour, means until the same hour of the day that he vowed. Tani me'eis le'eis, the device that explicitly teaches from hour to hour. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Abu, b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, also la'adam le'eis anlois ad sheish shoyis b'shabbos. Acha, quoting Rabbi Abu, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that one may not fast until 6 hours on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosi masnisa amakein, oimis anlin v'yod lem g'shamim, koidim chatzais le'yashlimu. Ad kadoin, safahu. Acha chatzais yashlimu shekva aval rubay shalyon b'kadusha. And Rabbi Yosi supports that and says that our Mishnah teaches this. If they were fasting for rain and rain fell for them before midday, they do not complete it until then is the morning. If it fell after midday, they complete it because the majority of the day already passed in Kedusha. Regarding Shabbos, is if he fasted the entire day. Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mis'anin Shois. Rabbi Yochanan's words show that one may fast for hours, means even if he already ate, or eat later in the day, it's still called a fast. Yochan Amar Harini, Betanisi ad dechasal pirki ad denichsal pirshasi. Yochan used to say, I'm in my tainis until I finish learning my perik or my parasha. Since he can finish the perik or parasha before night, this is a tainis shais. Yochan Amar misalin shais. Yochan's words show that one may fast 4 hours. Vienna habit about Silva Shama did a mech braid of Yosi, and forgot the Achal governor of the Shasanaya, Askade Tom Kalahu Yema. Vienna was in sore, and heard of Yosi's son died. Even though he had already eaten cheese and drank water, he finished the day in a fast. Just said, Rav Amma Misalim Shois. Rav's words show that one may fast 4 hours. Rav Amma Leva Adam Taniso Pirea. Rav says one may borrow a fast if he cannot complete it, and he eats and he pays, means completes the remaining hours on another day. Amalei Shmuel b'chim not neder huzeh. Who said that he vowed that he must fast an entire day? He merely accepted to afflict himself, and he did so. Nadar lef anoy v'shochach v'ochal kezayis ibed tanisai. If he vowed to fast and forgot and ate a kezayis, he lost his tanis. The Abba B'Shem Rabbanan, the Tamam, the Husha'ama Yom Stam, and the Amma Yom Zeh, Mis'ane Umashu. The Abba quoting Rabbanan there in Babel said that this is, if he said that he will fast a day Stam. If he said this day, he fasts and completes the rest of the day. This is only if he ate, but if he tasted and spat it out, then no. The Abba, Rabbi Abba Chassid B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Ha mat mit amise ein ba la mishem bocha ve la mishem geza ve la mishem demai ve la mishem hefsek tamis. Abba Chassida, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that tasting does not require bocha, it's not theft if he pretends that he wants to buy instead of just let him taste. It's permitted only for one who let blood and cannot afford wine. In any other case, it's not considered theft. We're not concerned for demai, which is one may taste as a tevil, and does not interrupt the fast. If an individual decreed a fast on himself, he may eat and drink after dark, the night before. If he said that he accepts like a tanis sibur, he may eat and drink during the day before, but not the night, not after dark. To fast, and it turns out that some of the days were Yom Tov or Shabbos, he is lashed midrabanan for accepting to fast when it's forbidden, and he does not need a heter from Echacham. Nonetheless, I'm listening to Yom Haksubim, Megillas Tanis, Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Yumiya, B'Shem, Rabbi Acha Bar Abba, Chadama Mis'ane Beinu Mashlim, Mechona Amma, Leike Beinu Sarech, Heter Chacham. He vowed to fast, and it turns out some were days written in Megillas Tanis, which is the list of Yom Tovim, Midrabanan, on which one may not fast. Chizkiya quoting of Yudan, and Avim quoting of Chiba Abba, one said that he fasts and does not complete the fast, one said that he is lashed and he does not need a heter chacham. Adadad Amal, Hadchalay, Betele, Megillas Tainis, Avalim, Mishabetele, Gilas Tainis, Botlu Kol Eilu. This is before the Gilas Tainis was Botel, but after it was Botel, all these are Botel, means he fasts all that he accepted. The Aranya, she said, the Rabbi Yonason, Trehoin Amri, Betela, Megillas Tainis. Only Rabbi Yonason said that Megillas Tainis is Botel. Rishim and Levi, Amma Betela, Megillas Tainis, and Rishim and Levi also said Megillas Tainis is Botel. Amma Yochanan, Emesh Haisi Yoshe, Beshoina, Masa, she calls it Tainis, Bechaka, Belod, Vaal, Bebeleza, Resipe, Rabbi Shur, Rachatz, Amma Lahen, Rishur, Tsuvis, Amlu, Amma, his Anisim. Rabbi Yochanan objected to that by saying that last night I sat and taught an episode and they decreed a fast during Hanukkah in Lod, and Rabbi Lezer got up and cut his hair and Rabbi Shua bathed. Rabbi Shua told those who fasted go and fast after Hanukkah to atone for fasting during Hanukkah. That's Amar Batela Megillas Tainis, and you say that Megillas Tainis is Batel. They said there was no reason not to fast. Amar Rabbi Abba Afagav Tetema Batela Megillas Tainis Hanukkah Upurim Loi Batlu. Rabbi Abba answered that even if you say that the rest of Megillas Tainis is Batel, that the Yisum of Hanukkah and Purim are not Batel. Milehoin Durabonon Amrin Batela Megillas Tainis. The author says the actions of Rabbonon show that Megillas Tainis is Batel. Rabbi Yonason, Siyem, Kol Arubas of Hashanah. Rebbe, should say, Rabbi Avon, Siyem, Kol Arubas Shuba. Rabbi Zeirud, Siyem, Talas, Ma'avon, Desumin, Vista Amri, Tishas, Ma'avon, Desumin, Velechash, on Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Yonason fasted every Erev of Rosh Hashanah, which, in the Megillas Tainis, forbids to complete a fast on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Avon fasted every Erev Shabbos in order to eat the food of Shabbos with an appetite. Rabbi Zera fasted 300 fasts and some say 900 fasts, and he was not concerned for Megillas Tainis. Yaakov Ba'acha, if I get Lestifaya in Isis, Isa Mishalim, Yerushalayim Chon, Amrun Noel, V'chol Nis'anim, Chuz Mishavosis Yom Tovim, Roshay Chadoshim, V'chol Ishamoyed, V'chalakor Purim. Yaakov Ba'acha instructed teaching the children, if a woman who brings her son to you will ask you, tell her that one may fast on any day, except for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Hanukkah, and Purim.